Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My name is Simon Anstey. You're listening to The Overdrive, 101.9 Chai FM. We're just a little after 25 past four, a little bit late for Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good afternoon to you, Professor Shoub. Are you well this Monday?
Yes, good afternoon, Simon. Very well. Hope you are too.
Yeah, very much so, Prof. And I'm very glad that you're going to be in, that you're going to be dealing with that hyper-confusing subject of quarantine periods. 10 days, 14 days, 7. Where are we on this? We seem to be learning every day.
Hyper-confusion is the correct word. You know, I've been inundated with calls. I think there's been an uptick of cases generally in the population, but also in the Jewish community of late. You might have seen there was a notice that came out from the office of the chief rabbi, cautioning people to please kind of stick to the precautions. Anyway, that has resulted in quite a lot of confusion, particularly because a lot of people are now being put onto quarantine because they've come into contact with infected people. And so the confusion, is it 10 days or is it 14 days? And then there's an added confusion with regard to incoming travelers. You know, there's also a quarantine requirement from some countries or to some countries, for example, to Israel. And Israel have said, well, if you've got an antibody test, you don't have to quarantine. So I'll try and clarify all this. You know, if you remember, we did have a discussion on the difference between quarantine and isolation. It was a couple of weeks ago. So maybe I'll just quickly go through that. These are all measures which you take to prevent spread of infection by secluding somebody, an individual who is infected or who you suspect may become infected. So isolation refers to a person who is already infected. They test positive. We know they're infected. They've gone through a test and the test is positive. Now that individual excrete infectious virus for up to about 5 to 7 days after they become infected. Yeah. So to be safe, we kind of isolate them for 10 days. That's where the isolation comes. An infected person, until they're no longer excreting any infectious virus, we can safely say that 10 days, they'll be no longer excreting infectious virus. That's isolation. Quarantine is a completely different thing. A quarantine, we don't know if a person's infected. We just suspect they may become infected because they've been in contact with an infected person, or they have traveled from a country where there's a lot of infection and they may have picked up an infection. So where does the period of quarantine come in? Yeah. The period of quarantine really refers to the incubation period of the virus. Remember, the incubation period is from the time you're exposed to a virus, the time it infects the individual, to the time you have symptoms. Take some time for the virus to get into the body, to multiply and then cause symptoms. That we call the incubation period. The upper limit of the incubation period really comes, it's probably about 12 and a half, 13 days. So the kind of international recommendation for quarantine is 14 days. Now, the only thing is that from about 10 days, it's very rare actually to get infections. The upper limit goes to about 12 and a half to 13 days. So our Department of Health, for various reasons, have decided that the quarantine period, to make it the same as the isolation period, obviously for simplifying the messaging, they've also reduced that to 10 days. They reckon that the risk is probably not that great between 10 and 14 days. So let's keep it simple. Let's make both of them 10 days. Also, you know, there is a bit of hardship with some individuals, that extra 4 days, extra 3 or 4 days.
Sure, sure.
So to summarize, South African recommendations are 10 days. International recommendations are 14 days. So what do we recommend? Well, obviously the preferable is the 14. That is the preferable. If it can be done, it should be done. If there are exceptional circumstances, economic circumstances or other circumstances, then we can reduce it to 10 days and rely on what our Department of Health had recommended, down to 10 days. Remember, international, it's 14 days. Our country, 10 days. Now, international travelers are a little bit of an exception because there's a little bit of a leniency. I mean, international traveler, we don't know if they've come into contact with infectious persons. So we just suspect because they're coming from a country which has got virus. So there's a little bit of a greater leniency that if somebody can show that they've got antibodies, I'll talk about it, antibodies at a later thing, doesn't necessarily mean they're immune, but they've kind of granted a little bit, because otherwise, from a practical point of view, to quarantine everybody that's coming from a country is going to be quite a hardship. So they've kind of put in a little bit of a leniency and said, okay, you're coming from an infected country, you have to do something. You have to show that you've got antibodies. And if you've got antibodies, they exempt you from the quarantine. So I hope that kind of does clarify it, Simon.
No, it certainly does. The worry, Prof, and we don't have time to talk about it, maybe we continue tomorrow, is a lot of the deadlines sound almost as if they've been made for expediency rather than because of the science. And yeah, we don't have time to delve into that, but maybe tomorrow. And one more thing, Prof, Clive's question again, maybe we can deal with this tomorrow. He said, last week the Prof was talking about a person getting reinfected. What about herd immunity? So, yeah, maybe we can chat about those issues tomorrow, Prof.
Okay, great, Simon. Perfect. Great.
Thank you. Cheers, and we will chat tomorrow.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.